Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. Hey, I'm over in Montevideo this afternoon because it's the first farmer's market of the season. And Jill Konatsky is with me. Jill.
Hi.
Got a little rain, Welcome to market.
Yeah. Here we are. It's Minnesota. Yeah. You never know what it's going to do.
Well, at least it's not snowing.
Exactly.
Or 120 degrees.
Oh, I'm so thankful that this was not, you know, last week when it was hot and humid. And yeah, so this is good.
All right. A lot of things happening in the Montevideo Farmers Market this year. Got a new location. Tell us about
it. We do have a new location. You know, we were over at Smith Park for a number of years. And we outgrew market. We outgrew the park.
Wow. So that's what happened. That's big market.
We did. So we have increased market vendors significantly. So I do have 28 on my list, possible vendors. So.
And you got a food truck here, too.
And we've got a food truck. How about that? I know. And we could not have had that over there. That just wouldn't have worked. It just wouldn't have worked. So this is nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long have you been involved in Montevideo Farmers Market,
Jill? Oh, my gosh. I've been back doing market for 7 years.
Okay.
But I started way back in the, I don't know, early 90s.
Okay.
When I think we were back kind of in this area.
Okay.
Yeah, market has changed places a few times since then.
Okay, that's right. Yeah. Well, what I like is all the vendors here, they're putting up their tents, they're getting ready. What time does it start?
3:30 to 6:30. Yep.
So don't let that stop you. Don't let the rain stop you.
No. Don't let the rain stop you. Bring an umbrella.
Yeah.
Or most of these vendors are set far enough back in their canopies that you are very sheltered.
That's right. That's correct.
Very sheltered.
Just name a few of the vendors that are here. Who do you got here?
Okay, so we've got Makeless Honey. Simple. Let's see. Just Roll With It.
Yeah.
Glass Half Full. Heck Farms. And we got Simple Living. We've got Corners, Goat Milk Soap. Pauline's here with her things.
Okay.
Zachariasons are here. Jan and Wayne Carls are here. Landmark and Company. Baked by Shell.
You're doing good.
I know. I'm trying here. My husband and I have got Canassi Gardens.
Okay.
And then we got Pastures of Plenty, and it looks like I've got another one setting up there.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then New Mischief Creations with 3D cute little things for kids.
Nice.
I know.
You did very well with that, by the way.
Thank you.
So, what are some of the items that people are selling?
Oh my gosh, we have such a nice assortment. We have just about everything.
Okay.
And once produce really starts, I do have 5 produce vendors.
Oh, nice.
So it's a nice selection. 2 meat people currently are here. A lot of times we've got 3 or 4.
Oh, nice.
So there's a lot of variety here.
I see some jam.
There's jams, jellies, maple syrup, honey.
And what do you and your husband do?
He does the maple syrup.
Okay.
Jellies and jams. I do fruit syrups as well because we've got fruit trees.
So the location has changed. It's actually right across the street from Smith Park.
Correct.
Is there a name for this place? Or
All we're calling it is North Parkway Lot.
Okay.
North Park. Well, that is North Parkway Drive.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the street.
The street is North Parkway Drive.
Okay.
And so it's just the lot.
Okay, we got to move. They're putting a tent up here.
Right, they're going to move.
We don't want to stop people from working,
right? No, not exactly. Exactly.
Well, this is really fun. It's nice when you get a lot of vendors.
Oh, it's so nice to have a lot of vendors.
Good choice.
I think we're going to really enjoy this location. We're really going to enjoy it.
A lot of parking, too.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And that was part of the issue we had last year at Smith Park was parking. And then it was just a long line, continuous line of vendors.
Oh.
So you had to walk from one part all the way down to maybe see all 13 vendors. It was quite the hike.
Right. Okay.
So I think this is really nice. It's more of a cozy atmosphere.
Yep. And it's compact more.
It's compact. So yep.
Don't need to do a lot of walking.
Nope. You certainly don't. Not at all.
All right. So it's on every Thursday,
Week? Every Thursday, rain or shine.
Okay.
3:30 to 6:30.
All right.
No early sales, so come and just be prepared that we're going to start at 3:30.
All right. And if someone's listening and they want to be a vendor, how do they get
just
a hold of you?
Just get a hold of me. If they can get on the Farmers Market Facebook page,
yep.
And they'll find my number, okay. Or message me.
Okay.
We've always got room for vendors.
Yep. This is awesome. I love it. First time this year for the Montevideo Farmers Market. Easy to find. You know where Rice Park is? They're right across the street.
Exactly right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm going to do some shopping now, all right?
Absolutely.
So what do you suggest? Where do I start?
Oh, you know what? I always tell people when you're just coming to market, start at one end, go all the way around and check everything out first.
Okay.
Then go back.
All right.
We'll and do your shopping.
All right. Thanks, Jill.
Thank
I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thanks for coming. Yep. I really appreciate it. Yep.
That's the Montevideo Farmers Market from 3:30 to 6.
6:30.
3:30, 6:30 every Thursday, and it starts today. You got plenty of time to come on over to Montevideo, and there's a lot of vendors here setting up. So see you then.